President Donald Trump is leaving a Washington embroiled in an impeachment drama and returning to the Louisiana governor's race. He's testing his ability to sway an election by trying to oust the Deep South's only Democratic governor. Louisiana is a deep red state, but just ahead of Saturday's election, the gubernatorial contest is a toss-up. Democrat John Bel Edwards is vying for a second term against little-known Republican political donor Eddie Rasponi. Trump plans a Thursday night rally for Rasponi in North Louisiana's Bossier City. Louisiana has the last of three southern governor's races this year, all targets of Trump's interest. While Republicans have kept the seat in Mississippi, they appear to have lost Kentucky's governorship. Tonight marks the president's third visit to Louisiana for the governor's race. Attorney General Jeff Landry has issued a legal opinion that will allow police officers, firefighters, and other first responders to attend tonight's rally at the CenturyLine Center. Landry says concerns over whether first responders could be breaking ethics laws by attending the rally may have been politically motivated.
They were using the same statutes that we looked at. And so if they're confused, they can absolutely go to our opinion and they can see that we're citing the exact same statutes that they're claiming.
A Louisiana woman has been sentenced to nearly 3 years in prison for stealing more than $550,000 from her former employer. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans says that 65-year-old Christelle Schmidt of Thibodeau was sentenced to 33 months in prison earlier this month. She had pleaded guilty to bank larceny in March. In a court document accompanying her plea agreement, prosecutors said the thefts began sometime after Schmidt began working as a bookkeeper for a South Louisiana architectural firm in 2002. They continued through 2017. Prosecutors said Schmidt used a credit card issued by the firm for personal expenses and paid the credit card debts with money from the firm's bank accounts. In conservative Louisiana, voters bucked expectations and elected a Democratic governor 4 years ago. This year's election is testing if they're willing to do it again or if President Donald Trump can flip the seat. The governor's mansion in the deeply red state should be an easy capture for the GOP in Saturday's runoff, but the contest between Democratic incumbent John Bel Edwards and Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi is a toss-up. Louisiana is the last of three southern governor's races this year, all targets of intense interest from Republicans and Trump. Republicans kept the seat in Mississippi, but they appear to have lost Kentucky's governorship. Now Trump has thrown his attention to helping Rasponi. Edwards supporters say the president is helping them too, drawing anti-Trump Democratic voters to the polls. Four new artificial reef sites are underway in Lake Bourne and the Mississippi Sound. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries inshore reef biologist Ashley Ferguson says in total 880 tons of limestone, 80 cubic yards of oyster shells, and 130 reef balls are being used for the sites.
About 3 feet high concrete perforated domes. If you think of a wiffle ball cut in half and made out of concrete and bigger, that's kind of the idea of what a reef ball looks like.
A revitalization of New Orleans' famed Bourbon Street has been completed. Mayor LaToya Cantrell joined other city officials and community leaders today to celebrate the $9.5 million project that began in September 2018 and spans the 500 to 800 blocks of Bourbon Street in the city's French Quarter. The completed Phase 2 project included upgrades to lighting, security cameras, and the implementation of a movable bollard system, better drainage, an improved sewer system, and new pavement. Cantrell described the improvements to the infrastructure as historical.